Good morning. I take you to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do us part. These are the same vows I made and cherished 9 years ago to the man that was my ring dance, high school, junior prom, and senior prom date, and so many memories after that. And as I reflected this morning, as we're celebrating our anniversary, I begin to consider those very same vows and how easy or challenging they had been throughout the years. And I also begin to reflect on those vows and ask myself, if I had it to do it all over again, would I? And the answer is undoubtedly yes, with no question. I would be at the altar right now. But as I continued reflecting, I also thought about those vows as it relates to our dreams and how much more success we can achieve if we made those same vows as it relates to our goals, our dreams, our plans, for better or for worse, when they're working out, when they're not working out, for richer or for poorer, when we have all the money we need to invest in our dreams, and when we have absolutely nothing, with nobody standing on the sidelines willing to invest in our dreams, in sickness and in health, when we don't feel like it, or when we're all for it, when things have just gone south and we're not even feeling it anymore, would we still vow to continue pursuing our dreams even when we're not feeling it, even when it doesn't seem like it's going to be a successful outcome? Will we continue? Or when we just don't feel like it, we could have some physical ailments in our bodies, or we could have just had an adjustment in our psyche, in our spirit, and we're just not feeling it. Will we continue that commitment to our dreams? For rich, for poor, till death us do part. Are we committed to our dreams until the very day that we close our eyes and we transition from this earth? And sometimes we need to stop and say to ourselves, I need to recommit myself. I need to rededicate myself to my dreams, to those aspirations that I have. Because the reality is that as life maneuvers, we sometimes fall by the wayside as it relates to the vows that we made. We don't always stick with it when we're not feeling it. We don't always stick with it when it's not going as planned. And so today, as I celebrate my anniversary, I recommit myself not just to my husband, but also to my dreams. And I challenge you to do the same. Marry those dreams today. Recommit. Reunite yourself with your dreams today. And so happy anniversary to my husband, Carlos. That's your fresh inspiration. If you missed it, it will be available at weaa.org. Music from Yolanda Adams, Never Give Up.